World-renowned pianist-composer Ubi Blake, best known for his composition Charleston Rag, lived for 100 years. He passed away February 12, 1983. But 3 years prior to his passing, Marion McPartland was fortunate enough to have Ubi as her guest on Piano Jazz. Now we revisit the archives from 1980 to bring you that program with Ubi Blake, which begins with Washboard Rag.
Ubi, that's terrific. I love it. What's it called?
Betty Washboard's Rag. A friend of my wife's, Marion.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah. And they holler on it. They say it's hard. Now, that can't be hard to play.
Who says it's hard?
Well, I don't want to name the fellow in St. Louis. Because, I told you, down here I put a 7. See, Betty belongs there.
Yeah, but you can change it.
But I don't play it there. I play it the way I want my music to sound, see?
But that's good voicing. That's good. You can put the 7th anywhere you want these days.
It's the same thing, like 50 cents. If you get 50 pennies, it looks better. But it ain't but 50 cents just the same, right?
I like this part.
Yeah.
I like that because when you're playing solo piano, you have to have a lot of left hand.
Yeah.
And you come up with all these different figures, and that's got about 3 parts to it, that thing.
Well, the Willie the Lion used to do that all the time. But I got that. He thinks I got it from him. I got it from One Leg Willie. One Leg Willie got tired of swinging his hands.
You mean stride piano?
He did that. Played everything.
Who was One-Legged Willie? Who was that?
Oh, the greatest of all of us.
Really?
Oh, it's a shame about that fellow.
Why?
His color, you know. His mother was working for some millionaires in Boston.
Yeah.
And, the millionaires years ago used to go to Paris in the wintertime.
You mean the jet set?
Paris, yeah.
Yeah.
And Willie would play the piano. And his wife said, his mother said, Willie, why don't you stop it? The white folks are, I'm speaking in the vernacular now. I have to say that because my people are so funny, you know. You have to explain everything to them. Here's a Tom. I'm going to talk like my mother and father talk.
Go ahead. It's beautiful.
She said, Willie, come away from that piano. The white folks come home, unbeknownst to us, and you're playing that piano. She put us out here. See, that's all the place where they lived at the house. And it happened. They came home, not telling something happened in Paris, and they had to come home. And this guy's there playing the piano, and he heard the key go in the door. And he got up, and the man came in and said, wait a minute, don't run, wait a minute. He said, keep on playing. And the boy, his mother's in the kitchen, says, I told you that. Mr. Abba Gabba, whatever the man's name was, I told him about playing the piano. He says, this boy should be in the conservatory of music. I'm glad you give me this chance to tell this. So they put him in the Boston Conservatory. Now, this is not my story now. They put him in the Boston Conservatory of Music in Boston.
Yeah.
And when he did it in two years and a half. It's 4 years. I did the same thing in the Schillinger. It takes 4 years to do Schillinger. I did.
Where? Oh, yeah.
NYU.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So, the commencement, they had five pianists. Now, he was the only Negro that was in them. They don't say Negro anymore. I'm going to say it because I'm used to saying it.
See? You say anything you want.
Yeah. And they're in a cubicle. Nobody knows who's in the cubicle. The cubicle is, I'm trying to make as short as possible. In a cubicle.
Yeah.
The cubicle is numbered.
I see.
And Willie played one of Liszt's numbers. He told me what it was. It wasn't a... Not that. He played it. I think it was the 12th. This was the hardest one.
Mm-hmm.
There's five of them. Number so-and-so, number so-and-so. And when Willie played, they can't tell who it is. Now, they don't go by the audience, because it could have plants in the audience, you see. They go by the seven men, four pianists and three composers.
These are the judges, like?
Judges.
Uh-huh.
And Willie won it. I told you, it's the same color as this piano. My father was the same color. And they said, Mr. Josephs, you won, but I can't give it to you. He says, I'm sorry, I can't give it to you. Willie says, why? He says, I let you judge that. And he never did tell him why, but everybody knew.
You know, I listened to this whole story, and I never even got to say hello and how nice it is of you to come down here and do this show. You know, I mean, I could give you a big smack on the cheek, but everybody would hear that.
Thank you, darling.
So I'll wait till afterwards.
Okay.
But listen, before we talk anymore, will you play that pretty song that you wrote for Marion? I mean, you're Marion.
The waltz.
The waltz. So I'm going to include, take a little bit
you
of that for
now?
Myself. Yeah, will you do it now?
All right.
Listen, I'm just remembering something you said. You studied at New York University, Tom?
Yeah, NYU. Rudolf Schramm taught me.
Really?
Only the Schillinger. Oh, my first teacher was later played the pipe organ in the church, see?
Yeah.
And she taught me. Margaret Marshall. She taught me. But she didn't teach me how to write, see? And if you noticed, I notice you looking sometimes, you frown. So does John Arbin frown sometimes when he's looking at me playing. So does Johnny Guarneri. They do that, see? Sometimes, I finger wrong. Did you know that?
No.
Sure.
Well, if it works for you, it's
I've
okay.
I've never been taught to finger the piano. See? I'm trying to get out of it. See? And sometimes you see me, I want to sting it. I sting it like that, and that's wrong.
That's what you call
that.
It, stinging it. That's really a good accent. You give it a sting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
When I want to sting a note.
My friend Ada Korf, that's what she says, give it a little sting. Listen, you sang one just now. Couldn't you do that one that you sing? Oh, goodness. You're lucky to me.
Oh.
Will you do that?
Yeah. Thank you.
how'd you get started writing? I mean, do you just sit
how'd
down?
How'd I get started?
Yes. You just sit down.
All my favorite, the Charleston Rag was the first thing I ever wrote.
Would you get the idea in your head? What happened?
I couldn't write then. I couldn't write music until 1915.
So how'd you get that down? So people, how did you get it down on paper?
Well, playing cabarets.
Charleston Rag, how does that go? I forget.
Huh?
How does that go? Play a little of that for me.
What, Charleston Rag?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh,
play
yeah.
some.
The full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.